When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yes, sir. Victory Monday. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman. We're the old school crew. DP is out of town handling DP business, big time business up there in Utah after UFC this weekend. I'm sure that we'll be excited to hear about it when it gets back. But we are brought to you by the Mercado, certified Piedmontese special ingredients, the butcher shop, 84th and Havelock, 33rd and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andre Madden, 168th and Maple up there in the O. Like I said, it's Victory Monday. Probably, I guess, would it be Maniac Monday or Morseful Monday for some teams. But nevertheless, here in Lincoln, it's always good to celebrate, a victory, you know, a good hard-earned victory. It was not pretty. Doesn't need to be pretty. I said this on the Jay Foreman post-game show. Big shout-out to the sponsors as well, you know, even though we're on the old school here. I said, listen, man, people don't realize that, you know, and I think sometimes that, well, there's a few things that with the fan base that I think they get confused on. Number one, you don't want to recognize the 90s, but you want to respect like your team is the 90s. But then also for the fans that remember how some of our teams were great, and this is some of the 80s teams as well, and they saw the end product, championships and all that stuff, right? Big games. And I even referenced the, I guess, one of my signature plays or the signature play was, against Colorado, where I had to pick six and stuff like that, where, you know, when we started off that game, we didn't start off on fire defensively. We kind of were kind of feeling out a little bit. Colorado, I felt that we should have been able to dominate Colorado from start to finish. And then the offense was struggling. And sometimes in these type of games, where you're in a, you know, I call them white knuckle games, and those are just, you know, physical games, and you know, they're just going to be, it's going to go 60 minutes, right? You need a part of your team, a player sometimes, to make a play. And I was fortunate enough to do it. But I was fortunate enough to have, you know, Jeff Ogard run a complex defense. He tipped the ball, and I was able to catch it. Then next thing you know, we were able to win the game. So that's when you look at the Rutgers game, it wasn't pretty. The offense, I think, probably played decent enough in the first half, good in the first half. I don't want to take anything away from them. They played good against a tough defense in Rutgers in the first half, got us the lead. And then, you know, kind of special teams kind of picked and choose when they wanted to be really, really good or really, really bad. Right. And that's, you know, I guess the equivalent of my golf game, and I'm still standing. And then the defense,
hey, you ever hit a fade like the Rutgers guy did?
That was
dead on.
Well, that in golf is what you want. That's what's called a jelly fade. Okay, but that jelly fade turned into a medium slice, and it went out of bounds into the water. It hit like the 150 marker and went out of bounds, or it hit
took
the
a
state.
Right turn.
It took a heavy right turn. But then the defense was able to make some adjustments, like Coach Rule and it said about Coach White, made some adjustments to their personnel. They brought in some bigger defense linemen in their base front. And then they were able to, you know, get home and force a couple turnovers and close the game. And that's what you need. You need a team to win. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes everybody thinks like, okay, well, you got a freshman quarterback who's 19, by the way, two new receivers and all that, and you should just run up and down the field against a well-coached, physical, disciplined, tough team. It's not going to happen.
It could happen. It doesn't happen very often, though.
And few and far between.
I know not everyone is interested in this, but if you look at the spread, it was Nebraska by 6.5 or Nebraska by 7. Guess what? They won by 7 points.
Yeah.
Is there a perfect win when you do what you're supposed to do according to the line and win by 7 points? If it's 37-30, people are pissed at the defense, right? Oh, you didn't play well enough. Yeah. Oh, Rutgers carved you up. If it's 27-20, it's, oh my gosh, Rutgers scored 20 points on you. That's all they've gotten against these other teams, and your defense is supposed to be better. 17-10, now you're ranting about the offense. It didn't do enough.
Yeah.
You won by 7 points. You did what you were supposed to do.
Right.
And the guy that I think the staff still thinks is their best player on offense in Dylan Raiola looked like a freshman for the first time.
Yeah.
That was a terrible interception. He looked just blah.
Yeah, well, I mean,
and it happens.
But
you won the game by what you were supposed to do.
Fan base out there, I want the texters to text in. What are you most excited about? What you most upset about? You got to read this unknown texter here.
Dude, I went through it.
Yeah, I got to read that during the break. I agree with you somewhat. This new 7109. There's a little discrepancy in there, but anyways, he's a freshman. I guess look like a freshman. Sure, you get got. You get. Hey man, if you think you're gonna play this game at this level, essentially the closest thing to semi-pro football, right? Like right before, I guess semi-pro would be like what we see on TikTok, the 37 and under league. Okay, so next thing, kind of like high AAA football. I would say this, if you think that you're going to play this game and not get got or get beat or get exposed or make a huge mistake or see something that you thought you saw and that actually wasn't reality, you're not even watching. You're doing yourself a disservice by watching a football game like that. That I call that showing up to a movie and already has written your Rotten Tomatoes review of it. Because look, that play right there is what they did is kind of, you read off the linebacker. He did an excellent job. And I don't know if it's something that he planned to do. He kind of came down like he was going to, like he had man. And then he kind of went to the short hole all at once. And then he read the eyes and got it.
And it was a high snap. And Dylan felt like he had to get rid of it.
Yep. And that throws off the timing as well. Mm-hmm. If the snap is good, that he doesn't make that play. And I remember somebody telling me this, and I think it might have been Coach Rule. I don't want to speak for him, or even I don't like divulging my, I guess anytime I talk to anybody, you know, I always try to respect their.
A good football mind told you at one point.
And is all interceptions or all turnovers, they're not the same.
Not created equal.
No, they're not. They're not. And defensively, one of the best plays, or a play that's always replayed replayed about our 95 team, which I think is, you know, even all the way to now thought of as one of the top three teams of all time. And I don't think number three. So it's either two or one and whatever, maybe number three. And that's fine. Right. One of the plays you talk about defensively was a defensive bust. If the quarterback just looks left and throw it, the dude is running right now still and not being caught.
Which play is that?
The safety.
Okay.
One of the guys blitzed and wasn't supposed to blitz. It wasn't Farley.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And that's the honest God truth. So I was saying, look, everything is not created the same. But sometimes when you make these plays, it doesn't matter. Here's a great story. And everybody knows I love Lawrence Taylor. And he was talking about when they played at the time, they were the St. Louis Cardinals. And they had a really good left tackle. First of all, they were really good. They had like Neil Lomax, they had a receiver Green, and then they had a really good left tackle. And I think his name was Lewis Sharp. I mean, I guess this dude was real, like the real deal. They were good. And then they had the Man, what's the guy? He had the mustache. He was known as the Conrad Dober or whatever. He was known as the dirtiest guy ever, you know, in the league. And I think he ended up making, he actually was good, but he just played a little on the edge. So they had Lawrence Taylor in there, and there's against the slot, and they wanted Lawrence to drop. Well, the first time they did, now mind you, I'm sure Lawrence Taylor was asleep or not in attendance to practice, but nevertheless, he's a Hall of Fame player here. First time they get out in the slot, he forgets to drop. Blitz, sack. Okay. So Bill Belichick's saying this, and Bill Parcells is backing him up. It was on the Bill and Bill, like when they did their thing. So they got over the sideline, and back then they didn't have any pitchers, so they drew it up again. Hey, Lawrence, you got this. They're going to come out in the slot. And the guy was wide open because they could see up from the top, wide open. He's like, yeah, I got it, coach. This time they motioned to it. Blitzed again, sack, forced fumble, touchdown. Well, then Bill Parcells, well, damn, we might as well put this play in. And so, the moral of the story is like, you know, look, sometimes it works out for you. Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it doesn't.
And when you have a player like Lawrence Taylor who can make a play, just let the guy go make
right.
a play.
And you have a young player, and he was a young player then. So you got to live with the good and you got to live with the bad. You don't just live with the good and celebrate the good and then die with the bad. This is your quarterback, and sometimes, you know, he makes a mistake, and that's fine. I can tell you what, and I said it on the postgame show, I can guarantee you, I know Dylan, and I have no problem saying this. I know exactly what he did after that game. He got him something to eat, did everything he needed to do, and I guarantee he watched that game 3 or 4 times. And I guarantee he ain't sleep. And it's not because, like I'm sure he wants to play better, but I can guarantee you he is looking at this as a learning experience. And I'm telling you right now, that dude ain't taking no days off. I'm telling you, he's in this thing to win it. And it's part of a learning lesson.
I'm glad you said that, because we had a couple texts during On the Block saying he looked cocky. He looked complacent. He looked lackadaisical.
Well,
my response to that was, all the reports we've heard is that he's got his head down. He's working hard.
Yeah.
Right. There's no reports of, oh, he's a bad teammate. He's giving guys the business. He's lollygagging, anything like that. And also, I think that's just who Dylan Raiola is, right? He's not the get fired up in your face type,
not
right?
Yet.
Marcus Satterfield is not that type of guy either, right? The offensive line doesn't have that nasty about them. The wide receivers, as Banks and Nayer, especially as the leaders of that group, not big rah-rah guys necessarily. Would it have been nice to see Dylan Raiola, you know, tearing guys a new one, trying to get him fired up to do something?
Yeah,
it would have been. But that's not his personality. No. He's still growing into his role as a leader. And I just think because Dylan is just so calm, cool, collected, and poised, when he's not being fake, overreacting, or putting on a show just for the sake of putting on a show, it's a good thing. There's a time for being steady and consistent. I love that out of an offense, right? Not too high, not too low. But sometimes you need to figure out the moment to step on the gas pedal, hit the nitro button, get in a guy's face,
and
try to spark something. Maybe you needed that against Rutgers, but you got away without it. So now it's just a learning lesson. It's not lazy or cocky.
Yeah, I mean, listen, and I'm going to speak from personal experience. You know, I'm not an overly emotional person or anything like that. So, you know, some people are like, oh, you look, you're grumpy. No, the hell I'm not, dude. I mean, you know me, Austin. I'll be clowning. You know what I mean? Right.
Yeah.
I don't know you, that's just me. I'm not. But once I get
the guard up.
Right. But that's right. Mm-hmm. And so don't do that. Right. Like, I know the kid. First of all, for a kid that's the number one player or number one recruit, you know, made Good Morning America. The kid is down to earth. You know what I'm saying? He's a great teammate. He works hard. He's a tough kid. He's almost like too much. I wish he had a little bit more me in him, like a more like, hey, let's go. You know what I'm saying? But that'll come. Like when I was playing as a freshman, and I could tell you, like, one of the things I was doing exactly what Dylan was saying, and that's what he's been taught to do. His dad is a legendary player here. I've been his family. This dude knows how to act, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? From his grandfather. Look, you shut up, you show up, you work hard, you be a great teammate, and you make plays. And then over time, then you'll get the what everybody thinks. And then they'll probably think the opposite, oh, he's too hard on him. Well, listen, you can't have it both ways.
Right.
You're right. You want a cool, calm, and collected freshman that knows how to handle himself. Then all of a sudden, you know, the offense is struggling and he doesn't play like up to, you know, somebody or, you know, up to standards. Then all of a sudden you're saying he's lackadaisical and he looks like cocky. No, see, that stuff right there.
It's small-minded.
And that's how you get to the position that we've been in so long. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's where it's like, okay, well, you know, okay, you don't play good, so now you're cocky. Okay, but you ain't heard one person that he ain't never been on time. I can tell you, you had the head coach and I think the offensive coordinator says they have to pull the reins back because the dude is in there so much. They want everybody else to step up to his level, mm-hmm. as far as preparation and being in it. And there's no question of what he's doing in there. And so there's going to be mistakes made, but he's a tough kid though, and he's a good teammate. You know, he just had the first taste of not having like extreme success. And it's just a byproduct of number one. And you know what? We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to tell you exactly why this is low hanging fruit when you're saying that, you know, like the moment was too big. Okay. And I'm going to tell you about one of my old former teammates at the pro level that put me on to some game about how to play in some certain situations that once he learns this, it's something that he might not need for a game here in Nebraska. It's something that he has to have in his back pocket if he eventually gets up to the next level. So take a quick break. Jay Foreman, my main man, Austin. I feel bad for your Colts.
It's Jacksonville. I knew it was coming. Hey, Alec Pierce is representing my people.
I just hated it because it's Trevor Lawrence. Goldilocks got you. But we're old school. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.